State lawmakers appear to be on their way to handing you a much better chance of selling a ticket for a sports or entertainment event at whatever price you can get. The State House voted to repeal a 1931 law and allow us to resell our tickets above state value. Face value, that is. In other words, it voted to legalize ticket scalping. Here to tell us more is Dave Eggert, Lansing correspondent for the Associated Press. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So this legislation, sponsored by Republican Representative Tim Kelly of Saginaw Township, just what does he want to accomplish with this?
Well, Representative Kelly basically has kind of looked out at the landscape of people buying and selling or reselling tickets and just thinks there's a lot of confusion out there for, you know, the average person who may have some extra tickets to a game and maybe hesitant to sell them. And he kind of looks and sees these online outfits like StubHub and eBay and Craigslist where people are selling tickets. And he's basically saying, you know, we should just level the playing field and make this legal for everybody. He kind of acknowledges that it's not exactly a highly enforced law. There's not a lot of people out there being punished for scalping tickets. And I think he just says, well, let's just open it up to everybody.
So exactly what does his bill spell out? What would it let us do?
It basically repeals the law you mentioned. I mean, it or at least provisions of that law. Right now it's a misdemeanor to resell a ticket above face value without written permission from you know, a venue or a sports team. And
yeah, like we're all going to write to the palace and go, by the way, can we resell those Piston tickets?
Sure. So, yeah, he's basically just taking those provisions out. It would just open it up and people could kind of do what they want with their tickets.
But it would allow cities so that, like Detroit to keep their local ordinances outlawing scalping?
There's been a little confusion on that point. At this point, and I think that's one of the issues, that this passed the House last week, and mm-hmm. It's going to move to the Senate, and I think that's something that the lawmakers want to iron out a little and just clarify. Sometimes these laws can supersede local ordinances, and sometimes local ordinances can be okay.
Okay.
So I talked to one of the online reseller of tickets, and he actually was saying that part of the Detroit ordinance was actually struck down as unconstitutional. Part of it that prohibited you from doing it within like a certain number of feet of stadiums, mainly because the law also prohibited you from selling a ticket below face value.
And we know Michigan's one of only 8 states in the nation that prohibits ticket scalping, so we would kind of be joining the crowd if we get this all passed. But there are certainly some heavy hitter opponents. You've got the Tigers and Pistons and Lions and Red Wings and Palace Sports and Entertainment and Michigan's major universities, even Kid Rock weighing in against this bill. Now, a cynic might say they want that money in their pockets, but what are their arguments?
Yeah, I mean, their argument is basically that provision in the law that says you can't scalp unless you have written permission, that gives them a little flexibility that they feel like they can maybe work with some of the StubHubs of the world and say, okay, we'll give you a block of tickets. And, you know, their argument is potentially that cuts down on StubHub then going in and buying up, you know, half the tickets to an event or something. So they're saying if those provisions are repealed, it just tilts the playing field really to online brokers. You know, I mean, this has kind of been cast as an issue about you or me going out there and reselling a ticket to, you know, a play or Pistons game or something. They're arguing, though, there's kind of a bigger issue going on around the country, and brokers are wanting a little more say and ability to get kind of snatch up these tickets.
Well, it's kind of interesting because if you and I want to resell our Red Wings tickets, yeah, that's one thing, but we're not like these brokers. Some of them have that high-tech bot software that lets them gobble up good seats. That's happening now anyway, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is happening. I mean, you've seen the venues have they've got a little more technology now, and they're kind of, some of them moved to kind of ticketless ticketing where you've got to show credit cards and things to get into a venue.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a way to cut down on it. You know, the brokers say the venues themselves kind of scalp their own tickets and they hold tickets back. And, you know, you think they're all sold out when you go to sign up at 10 a.m. for a hot concert and
it's gone.
You know, really, no.
So we're kind of at the mercy of the venues and the ticket masters and the right now. So I wonder, is it that much worse if we legalize scalping?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. You know, both sides kind of, it's hard to know who, I mean, you really gets into kind of these ins and outs of where do these tickets end up? It sounds like a lot of them are kind of set aside for part of credit card deals, and you know, if you and they go to other people,
fan clubs,
email clubs, and that the sometimes it's not even necessarily the venues, but the promoters for artists that come in, they may have control over the tickets. So I think that's another, like you said, I think the proponents of the legislation feel like this should, let's just open it completely up.
Well, it's kind of funny because it seems like both sides on this are both saying, we know it's for the consumer, and let's give each opponent and backers are kind of like saying the same, singing the same tune. Let's make it easier for consumers or more fair for consumers.
Yeah, both sides argue if you do what they say, it's better for consumers and the ticket prices will stay reasonable.
So what's next for this bill? It's been passed, as you say, last week by the House. What's next?
Now it goes to the Republican-controlled Senate. You know, and it sounds like the venues feel like they may have a little more friendly audience in the Senate, but, you know, we'll see. There is kind of it's a Republican-controlled body, and there's sort of a free market argument to, you know, letting anybody do with whatever they want with a ticket once they buy it. Hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out over there, because you're right, there's a lot of heavy hitters, you know, who employ a lot of people in the state at, you know, the Wharton Center in East Lansing,
sure,
or America River Park, and their businesses that people listen to. So,
all right. Dave Eggert, Associated Press, thanks for filling us in on the progress of this legalizing ticket scalping move. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you.